I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
CFAS Protective Registration. CFAS is a not-for-profit company working to protect businesses, charities, public bodies, and individuals from financial crime. They have more than 25 years of experience in fraud prevention and financial crime, working with a range of UK organisations to protect their customers and the public. The website is www.cifas.org.uk. Now, CFAS Protective Registration is a defence against identity fraud, but it's not for everyone, only those who have good reason to think they're at risk. For example, people who've recently lost personal documents or had them stolen, customers of organisation that recently lost or leaked sensitive data, anyone who's been advised by the police that they're at risk. So how does it work? When you request protective registration, they place a warning flag against your name in the National Fraud Database. This tells the hundreds of organizations that use CFAS data to pay special attention when your details are used to apply for their products or services. Knowing that you're at risk, they'll carry out extra checks to make sure it really is you that's applying and not a fraudster using your details. What is identity fraud? Identity fraud happens when a fraudster pretends to be someone else and uses their credit card or account to buy products or services in their name or takes out a loan in that person's name. Victims may not even realize they've been targeted until a bill arrives for something they did not buy or they experience problems with their credit rating. To carry out this kind of fraud successfully, fraudsters usually have access to the victim's personal information such as name, date of birth, address, etc. Fraudsters get hold of this in a variety of ways, including through phishing emails, fake websites, hacking, data loss, as well as using social media to put the pieces of someone's identity together. It pays to be careful with your identity and never give out confidential information unless you are sure of who you're giving it to. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.